Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of March 11th, 2023. My name is Mason, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Saturday, March 11th, we had 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, March 12th, daylight savings time began. We are excited to make use of natural daylight later into the evening hours. Spring fever is definitely in there, but it's not on the ground. Also, on these 2 days, we experienced a heavy snowfall and wind of 10 to 16 inches in places. After this snowfall, Duluth has officially entered the top 10 snowiest winters at number 9, with 116.4 inches of snow. On Thursday, March 16th, Ms. Jackson's class sat in their sit spots in our school forest. A wet, heavy snow was falling. The snow was very deep and perfectly sticky for playing in it. Our school evening conferences were postponed due to rain-snow mix leading to icy road conditions. Winter keeps hanging on. The deer are struggling to move through our recent accumulated snowfall and accumulated snowdrifts. Although white-tailed deer are well adapted to survive Minnesota's cold, snowy winters, their winter coats are hollow hair that conserve body heat along with decreased movement and a slower winter metabolism that requires fewer food resources. Helps may most deer navigate winter in relatively good time condition. On Wednesday the 15th, Mason was at his bus stop when there was a big red cardinal that flew right over his head. On Friday, March 17th, Caden saw a bunch of crows by the school, and he thinks they were eating a dead animal on the side of the road. Miss Rolfe noticed that the buds on her aspen tree were very large and she could see them from her window. Loretta noticed when she woke up that the trees in her yard were very weighed down from the heavy snow. The lakeshore ice on Lake Superior is now very unstable due to the past week's melting and freezing and mix weather conditions from the snow and rain. Ice is can easily and unknowingly shift at any moment, so use caution near the lakeshore ice. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.